USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children and a man are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Captain Sir Tom Moore didn't make it. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The centenarian who raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service charities has died. Captain Sir Tom Moore passed away after being hospitalized over the weekend with breathing issues. Moore had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He became a viral sensation last year when he started a fundraising walk, vowing to walk 100 laps of his yard before his 100th birthday. The World War II veteran was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in a special ceremony in July. Moore was 100. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Captain Tom leaves behind two adult children, Hannah and Lucy. SpaceX's latest Starship prototype launched on Tuesday, soaring miles above South Texas in a successful flight demonstration before exploding during the landing attempt. It's a second failed landing in a row after a previous prototype, SN8, failed to land also. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months. And for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president. And that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5th, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.